So I took 1 hour to hop on Instagram Live and live coach random audience members on all things online business. We had over 200 people join live and had a great turnout for the coaching. All the while, can you guess what I was doing? I was plugging that quiz. So throughout the live on Instagram, I kept saying, go take the quiz, find out what result that you're going to get, and then you'll get that curated playlist with all of these awesome episodes that are tailored to where you are in your journey and will give you exactly what you need to move forward in your business right now. I'm Amy Porterfield, ex-corporate girl turned CEO of a multi-7-figure business. But it wasn't all that long ago that I lacked the confidence, the budget, and the time to focus on growing my small but mighty business. Fast forward past many failed attempts and lessons learned, and you'll see the business I have today. One that changes lives and gives me more freedom than I ever thought possible. One that used to only exist as a daydream. I created the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast to give you simple, actionable, step-by-step strategies to help you do the same. If you're an ambitious entrepreneur or one in the making who's looking to create a business that makes an impact and a life you love, you're in the right place, friend. Let's get started. Welcome back to another episode of Online Marketing Made Easy. And here in podcast land, we've hit some big milestones recently. One being that in January of 2022, we hit over 1 million downloads for the month. And that was the very first time we had ever done that in 9 years. Now, it is at the end of March at the time that I'm recording this, because remember, I batch these podcast episodes, and we just had our second million download month. So we're seeing a track record. February, we came up a little short because it was 29 days. If we had 31 days, we would have hit it. So we're seeing some amazing momentum. And what's most exciting about that is now I get to turn around and teach you the strategies that we used to accomplish that milestone. And let me tell you, friend, if you would have told me back then that I'd have over 500 episodes and counting and reach millions of listeners, I would have told you to take a hike. But here I am. And this just goes to show that good things do take time, and boy, oh boy, they are worth it. So let's back up though. Let's back up to the very first time I sat down to record an Online Marketing Made Easy episode all those years ago. I had my tiny little, I say, quote, recording studio, which was basically just a little area in my office that I put up some panels around me to make it sound better. Like, there was nothing fancy whatsoever. The panels were cardboard, so that kind of puts it into perspective. And I had my topic, which was list building with social media. That was my very first episode I ever recorded. And yes, if you really want to, you can go back and check out that episode. It is still live. It always is keeping me humble. And I remember feeling really nervous recording that very first episode. Of course, right? I'm nervous a lot of the time. But I had put together a slide deck. So I wasn't reading a script. I had put together a slide deck because I was so used to webinars and delivering content that way that I thought, well, I'll turn this first episode into a slide deck. No one can see it, but I'll click through my slides and just riff off each of the slides. They'll prompt me in terms of what I want to say. So the first one was kind of like a webinar, but nobody knew it. And that's how I actually got through the first episode. I just didn't know what I was doing. So I thought, well, I'll figure it out by doing what I know best, which is webinars. So fast forward to today, 9 years in, close to 37 million downloads in total, and my first million download month. And if you know me, you know I'm not here to brag about it. I'm here to show you what's possible. And with the strategies I'm walking you through today, you're going to be able to grow your podcast too. Whether that's hitting your first 500 download month or 1,000 download month, or maybe your first 1 million download month, or heck, maybe you've been toying with the idea of starting a podcast, you lucky duck, you get to use these strategies from the get-go. What I'm getting to is that these strategies work, and you can use them over and over again to keep growing your podcast, no matter if it's brand new or if you have over 300 episodes. Do you need to use every strategy that I share in this podcast right away? No, absolutely not. Take what you need, leave what you don't for now, and commit to putting your heart and soul into whatever you do to boost your downloads, because it will shine through. Now, before we get to the strategies, let me give you a little background into a few things that happened in late 2021. If you're in the podcast world, you know that mid-2021 was a tough time for podcast downloads. Apple had some glitchy issues, and everyone I talked to saw a downtrend, even my friends with huge podcasts. And I got to admit, I was ready to give up a few times. Like, fine, we're just going to keep podcasting, but I'm not going to focus on downloads. I'm not going to worry about the engagement and how far people are getting through because these data points don't make sense. Like, I don't even know if I can trust them. But we kept moving forward and we actually made a huge decision that has impacted us for the better. That decision was to start treating Online Marketing Made Easy, my podcast, like it's one of our products. So just like List Builder Society and Digital Course Academy, it would get our full attention during specific seasons, and it would even get its own promo weeks, the first of which we ran in January. Now, if you have a podcast, you know how it can kind of get like the leftover attention or get overlooked. Like in the beginning, when I first started podcasting, it never got my attention. So I was lucky to get one episode out every 2 weeks. So putting your podcast front and center completely changes things. At least it did for us. The strategies I'm sharing today were all part of that promo week that I mentioned, the podcast promo week in January. And here's a little context before we dive into the strategies. In December of 2021, we went from being just shy of 600,000 downloads to over a million in January. That's a very big jump. And before that, because of this glitchy Apple issue, we were seeing probably average 500K. So December was actually a great month for us. We're like, all right, we have jumped 100,000 downloads. That's awesome. So we were actually happy with that progress. So you can imagine how January blew our minds. So as you can see, what we've been working on is working for us. And so I want to share it with you. Are you ready? Buckle up and let's do this. The first thing we did that was really the main focus of our promo week was to create a quiz that delivered a curated playlist to those who took it. For this, we partnered up with our favorite quiz copywriter, Shanti Zach, who I've talked about many times before on the show. But you really don't need to hire a copywriter. In fact, I had Shanti on the podcast to talk about creating a quiz. So you can go check out that episode. It was 373. It was called Quiz Creation 101, everything you need to know about using the most effective lead magnet. And you'll learn tons about creating a quiz for something like this. But back to what we did. We wanted to keep it super duper simple. So we knew we wanted 3 results and only 4 questions so that our quiz takers could get to their results quickly. Once we had our questions and results, we created our quiz in Interact, which you could find it at tryinteract.com. And let me tell you, it's an easy user face for sure. My podcast manager uploaded the quiz into Interact. So she says, if she can do it, anyone can do it. And so she told me to say that. Plus, it's really cheap. You can even pay for it for 1 month and only use it during your promo. And then you can stop paying for it. All you have to do is input your questions, add an image if you want, personalize the design, and then you can actually grab the link to your personalized quiz and use it on your website. So that's what we did. We created a landing page specific to promoting this quiz, and we just had all the buttons direct to the quiz on Interact. So easy peasy. And even better, Interact allows you to redirect your results page to whatever you'd like. So let's talk about what we did for the results. So for each result page, we selected 10 of our best podcasts that would help the person exactly where they are in their business. So tailor it to the strategies and step-by-step guidance that they need in terms of where they're at on their business journey. From there, we created a PDF with all the episodes linked up, along with the best steps to take next and a little pep talk from me. So after they completed the quiz, they arrived on this PDF and could go directly to the episodes to download them in their phone. And our goal was to get 3,500 people to take the quiz, hoping they'd download at least 8 to 10 of the episodes. We ended up getting over 5,000 quiz takers during our promo week, and that was actually just the number of people who completed it. We had even more start the quiz and then, as online marketing goes, not follow through. But that doesn't mean they still didn't go and check out some of the new episodes. So not only did this give our audience members valuable guidance and strategies to implement right away, it also got online marketing made easy in front of them, whether they were already a listener who maybe had fallen off the listening wagon, or an avid listener, or a new listener. So again, they took the quiz, and the quiz, I didn't really state this clearly, the quiz helped people understand where they were in their entrepreneurial journey. So there are four different seasons they could be in their entrepreneurial journey. And then each season had 10 podcast episodes to support them in that season so they would get instant momentum. Just wanted to make that clear. So once we had this up and running and over 5,000 people took the quiz, we felt like it was a win-win. So in actually, I want to put this out there. It wasn't a list builder. So this is very different for my style. We could have had people actually have to opt in to get their quiz results, but we didn't do that because this wasn't a list building strategy. It was a podcast download, podcast awareness strategy. And so when you took the quiz to get your quiz results, you just got them instantly. And so that was different. And yes, we lost a lot of leads doing so. But again, I'm always about what is the number one goal? And downloads and introducing people or reintroducing them to our podcast was the goal. So that's why we did it that way. So all in all, I thought this strategy significantly boosted our podcast downloads, but it also was a fun way to engage with our audience and add value, actually give something to them that they could use right away. And in fact, we learned something about our podcast listeners. So this quiz showed us that our audience is more advanced as an entrepreneur than we thought. I thought the majority would be very early on in their entrepreneurial season or in that season of getting started, but they were a little bit further along, which I thought was really cool. So I would recommend building out a quiz that directly aligns with your podcast in order to get more downloads. 100%. I thought this was a really smart strategy. I got to give a shout out to Kylie, my podcast manager. It was all her idea. So I love her. I know you're focused on marketing and selling your digital products, but I know many of you also have physical products, and I want to talk about Shopify. Shopify is a user-friendly commerce platform that helps you, my dear online entrepreneur, build an online store and make more sales at any stage of your business. They're the force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other businesses at every size. Let me tell you why Shopify is an online entrepreneur's dream platform. It's because it helps turn your browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout experience. In fact, it converts 36% better compared to other leading e-commerce platforms. Yeah, loving that. And I don't know about you, but as an online entrepreneur, my customer's experience, especially when it comes to checking out, is so important. Plus, not only do they support your customers, they support you as the entrepreneur. Shopify's award-winning help desk is there to support your success through every question and every step of the way. There's a reason Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/madeeasy, all lowercase. So go to shopify.com/madeeasy now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/madeeasy. We are online marketers, which means we have unique needs. And there are so many options out there for paid media. Sometimes it's hard to figure out where should you go to reach your ideal audience. But here's the thing. Have you thought about LinkedIn ads? LinkedIn ads empowers marketers with solutions for you and your customers, and it allows you to build the right relationships and drive results and reach your customers with meaningful content. You do not want to sleep on LinkedIn ads. And here's the thing, 79% of content marketers said LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. I hear it from so many of my peers. And I know you're doing important work. And with that, you want to make sure that the work you're doing is getting in front of the right people. And that's what LinkedIn ads will allow you to do. So let your marketing efforts connect with the right audience and get a $100 credit on your next campaign. So if you go to linkedin.com/Amy, you can get that $100 credit. So that's linkedin.com/Amy. Terms and conditions apply. All right, next up, I'm going to share a little bit about the ads that we included in our episodes during our promo week. We actually did two different types of ads. One was a Libsyn ad, which is done through our podcast hosting platform, which is Libsyn. Now, I love running these kind of ads in Libsyn. This is so cool. So Libsyn allows us to add the audio at the beginning of every single episode. The cool thing about that is that even if someone is listening to an episode that's 5 years old, we can notify them of the quiz. Many podcast platforms allow you to do this, and we've seen such great results from doing ads, like very timely ads that we can just insert like that into the beginning of every podcast episode. Now, what's cool, little bit of side note, if you don't want it in every episode, you can choose which episodes it shows up in. That's cool, right? So even when we run other promos, we do this. Same thing. So during Digital Course Academy, you'll see me run ads at the beginning of every podcast. Like, it's a really cool thing that we like to do a lot. And it really is minimal effort with a huge impact. A few weeks prior to the promo, I sat down and I recorded the Libsyn audio ads, which are so easy to record. Then we edit them and we upload them into our player. So we set the go live day and time, and then the ad just runs, and then we actually set a time we want to turn it off, and it turns off. Like, it's all automated, really simple. Now, another type of ad we did was, we call this one the baked in ad. And this is one that I actually record right into the audio when I'm recording the actual episode. Now, you might be thinking that doing that doesn't keep the episode very evergreen. And while you do sacrifice that, you get that extra airtime to drive traffic to your promo. And when you bake in a promo, it's more organic and natural. It's part of the conversation. It's not like talking, 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 stop, add, and then go back to talking. It's conversation, weave in the promo that you want, in my case, the quiz, and it has to do with something I'm talking about, and then just keep going. I love those types of ads because they're part of the conversation, but sometimes because they're timely, they won't make sense weeks later. And also, I tend to say something along the lines when I do this, like, if you're listening to this around the time this episode goes live, and then I share the details of the promo. That way, it notifies the listener that what I'm sharing is time sensitive and may no longer be relevant depending on when you listen to the episode. And I think that's totally fine. So whether you do both, which I recommend, or just one of these ad options, I probably would recommend the Libsyn ad at the beginning of the episode if you do just one. They are great strategies because the people you're talking to are already warm leads who will be excited to partake in your promo. Now, we found this an awesome strategy for driving people to the quiz. So aka download episodes on Online Marketing Made Easy, highly recommend it. Now, another strategy we used was Instagram Live for what we called coffee and coaching. So I took 1 hour to hop on Instagram Live and live coach random audience members on all things online business. We had over 200 people join live and had a great turnout for the coaching. All the while, can you guess what I was doing? I was plugging that quiz. So throughout the live on Instagram, I kept saying, go take the quiz, find out what result that you're going to get. And then you'll get that curated playlist with all of these awesome episodes that are tailored to where you are in your journey and will give you exactly what you need to move forward in your business right now. Now, I'm not going to lie. I did have my doubts about this, as just with any live, wondering if we would get anyone to show up. Because the thing is, I have done Facebook lives for years and years and years. I rarely do Instagram lives, and I'm seeing so few people show up for my Facebook lives. So if you too are seeing a downtrend, you're not alone. And so, okay, here comes Scout, if you can hear him. Hi, Scout. You got a walk? Hope you just took Scout for a walk, and he loves to run up the stairs and let me know he's home. So everyone, Scout is home from his walk. Okay, so I had my doubts because Facebook Live has just not been producing a great show up rate. Like I said, if you can relate, you're not alone. So I decided I'm going to start doing more Instagram Live and see what those numbers look like and see what that engagement looks like. And so you'll probably see me doing more Instagram Live. So if you don't follow me on Instagram, do so, because that's where I do most of my engaging and updating and behind the scenes and sharing my life. So I'm just at Amy Porterfield on Instagram. But anyway, I did an Instagram Live. It did really, really well. And I was so surprised by not only the turnout, but just the great engagement. And I feel like Instagram Live and talking about the quiz gave me this great opportunity to tell people about the podcast and reintroduce them or get them introduced for the first time through the quiz. So Instagram Live with the quiz, with coaching, that worked like gangbusters. All right, next up, let's talk about the promo emails we sent. You can bet there was an email marketing strategy. There always will be with any promo I do. So we ended up doing a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and email series, and then our usual Thursday podcast email that we all always do, and then a Friday email too. So we emailed 5 days that week. The Monday email was introducing the quiz and got our subscribers excited about the promo week. We used the Tuesday email to promote our Tuesday episode. Remember, I do 2 episodes now each week. So we use the Tuesday email, which we don't typically send, but we sent it that week. And that way it was something a little different, but kept subscribers engaged. We also put a short and sweet PS section directing people to the quiz in that Tuesday email. Wednesday's email was a 30-minute reminder email that I was going live on Instagram stories for coffee and coaching. And our goal was to get people to join us because, again, I kept pushing the quiz the entire Instagram live. And then Thursday, we sent out an email to promote our Thursday episode, just like we do every single Thursday. And then Friday, we sent out an urgency email telling our subscribers to take the quiz before we took it down. Now, our strategy here was to send out emails with different topics that, in the end, all led to the quiz. What we wanted to avoid was people tuning out our promo, which could have happened if we just sent maybe one email after the other telling them to take the quiz. So not every email was just focused on the quiz, but it all roads led to it eventually. So next time you're crafting your emails for your promo, keep this in mind. How can you keep the email topics unique to continue to engage and add value and drive traffic to your podcast through your entire promo? Think about it. Okay, so next strategy is all about driving visitors from your website to your promo. So how we did this was through a pop-up box on our website, and also we used a sky bar, which is essentially a banner at the top of your website. We saw great success with both of these strategies and their ROI for the amount of time we spent getting these up and running. So it was fantastic. Now for the pop-up, many website platforms and email service providers have a built-in option for creating a pop-up, but you can also add plugins to your website through sites like Pop-Up Alley or Pop-Up Smart. So honestly, there are so many to choose from, and it's super easy to get these up. So it's definitely an easy effort that will make a huge impact for your promo. And then for the Skybar, you can find plugins for your website if your website doesn't provide one. A few you can check out are Simple Banner, Custom Banners, and Bulletin. Now, the cool thing about a Skybar is that it stays at the top of every web page. So no matter how people land on your website, they'll see that Skybar, which is important. So again, we had great click-through rates on both our pop-up and our Skybar about the promo, which again, they were leading to the quiz and they were easy to put up. Definitely recommend these strategies. Another thing we did was add banners inside all of our programs. So including List Builder Society, Systems That Scale, Digital Course Academy, and Momentum. Remember, I have two evergreen digital courses. I have one that I live launch every year, Digital Course Academy, in September. And then Momentum is my membership that you can get into after you join Digital Course Academy. So in all of our programs, inside the members area, we added banners. So same thing here. For most platforms, you can easily add a banner to direct people to your promo. For us, we directed them to take the quiz. So if you happen to have a program like Kajabi or Searchy, you can do this very, very simple. Now, we knew that these were warm leads and we knew that people would be excited to take the quiz. So it was a home run for us. The next strategy, yeah, are you like, oh my gosh, this is a lot of strategies. They're very easy, small things we did. The quiz was the bulk of the work. Everything else did not take a lot of time to get put together. And for this next strategy, I actually need to thank you possibly for this one, because maybe you were part of this and you might even know what's coming, but I loved this last minute strategy. So on the last day of January, we were a little nervous, like, oh my gosh, we are so close to 1 million downloads. Can we do it? And we just didn't want to chance it. So again, we were just a few thousand downloads away from hitting our big goal that we had been chasing for years. And I kind of just would have died if we didn't hit it. So I know, dramatic. So we got scrappy, like you know I love to do. And we thought, what if we sent just out one email to our students to see if they'd help us ensure we hit that million mark? I keep wanting to say $1 million mark because it feels like that. It was such a big goal that I was so looking forward to hitting. But yeah, 1 million downloads, a little different than $1 million, I'm well aware. And so what we did is we sent out an email to just our students. And if you are a student of mine and if you partook, is that a word? Partook, I think it is. I don't know. If you partook in this, then I greatly appreciate it because so many of you came through. So we put together this little email saying something along the lines of, here's the deal. I'm so close to hitting 1 million downloads for the very first time ever in the history of online marketing made easy. And I'm wondering if you can help me get there. If you'd be so kind, go ahead and download 1, 5 or how many episodes of OMME. And if we hit 1 million downloads, I'll share the strategies that we used to hit that mile marker as an episode. So here we are. So if you were part of that, thank you so very much. And I had to deliver on my promise. So I hope you're loving this episode. And we were quickly flooded. This is what's so sweet and why I love all of you so much. We were quickly flooded with emails from our students saying, Amy, I've downloaded 20. Let me know if you need more. Or, oh my gosh, this is so exciting. Or, we're here for you. I mean, I could have cried. It was so incredible. I think what I love most about sharing this with you is that when you show up for your audience and provide them with free, valuable content every week, holy cow, when you ask for a little bit of help, they're there to support you as well. I love that about the podcasting community. And I truly think that sending out that fun last minute email, it allowed my students to really be a part of this big milestone. And it truly helped us to get to that 1 million mark. In fact, I don't remember the exact number, but we were over 1 million. So it was really exciting. So shout out to all of my amazing, big-hearted students. Thank you for getting just as excited as us about this big goal that my team and I were working toward. I love you so much, and I'm so grateful for you and how you showed up, and I hope you're really loving these strategies because I promise them, you deserve them, so thank you so much. So This strategy is a great one to use if you need a last minute boost. As long as you've been giving to your students, they'll be excited to help you and totally on board for being part of hitting your goal. Okay, so this last strategy I'm going to share with you is to be super intentional about what episode or episodes you're going to release during your promo week. For us, we wanted to have a big name guest, and that happened to be my friend, Brendan Bruchard. I have recently reconnected with Brendan, and he's been such a good friend, especially as we start to talk about my book launch and what we're going to do. And so he's just been like, what do you need? I'm here to help. And then I thought, well, you'd be amazing on the podcast. It was actually one of my favorite episodes. He was incredible. It was really great to have him on the show during our promo week. Not only did we know he delivered an amazing interview, but a lot of my audience is familiar with his name, so they'd be more enticed to click on that episode and listen. So if you're aiming to use this strategy, ask yourself, who is someone my audience will know well and be excited to hear from? And then put yourself out there and see if you can snag an interview with them and have them on that podcast as your interview during your promo week. If you don't do interviews on your promo week, I encourage you to think long and hard to find a topic that your audience is going to fall head over heels for. So during the promo week, what you choose does matter. Okay, so I actually have a hot tip I want to share with you, because if you're going to be bringing people into your lead magnet from different sources during your promo, I'd highly recommend making UTM links. So that's UTM links for each source you use. Okay, so some of you are saying, what the heck is a UTM link? So if you are, that's cool. Not, you know, that it is kind of a confusing thing. So this is when you create a specific link that you can use to track how much traffic you're getting from one specific source. You do this through Google Analytics. So the website is ga-dev-tools.web.app. Don't worry, I'm going to link to that in the show notes. But basically, you'll go in and you'll click on Campaign URL Builder, and then you'll fill in a few data points and get a custom URL. From there, you have a link that you can use for all social or for your newsletters, or a different one for Skybar, a different one for your pop-up, and so on and so forth. The reason this is so important is because once your promo is done, you can go back and look and see where your traffic came from and then decide what strategies and efforts you'll put in place for your next promo. So for example, we use something called Push Crew, which is almost like a pop-up that you can opt into that links to your up to your computer. Anyway, we didn't get any clicks from that. So luckily, it didn't require much to set up, but for the next promo, we won't be using Push Crew. So at least for this kind of promo, I do use Push Crew for other things, but not for this. So again, get these links created. If you have a virtual assistant, this is a great task that they can help you with. And then also they can help you pull the metrics once the promo is done, so you know it works. So it was really cool that we used these links so I could actually come here and tell you what really worked. So that's really cool. All right. So while we hit 1 million, there are a few caveats I want to share. So first of all, you have to remember that I've been podcasting for 9 years. Hitting 1 million in 1 month didn't happen overnight. Now, I'm not saying it will take you 9 years. I think you can get there a whole lot faster than I got there. And with some of these strategies, I think that they'll help you immensely. But please don't think this is something that happens quickly. If you've ever heard me talk about playing the long game, this is one of those that is definitely worth it. So if you're listening and you're like, well, I'm excited for you, Amy, but like my goal is 1,000 downloads this month and I'm far from it. Remember, I started with zero as well. So this is a long time coming. Also, as part of the HubSpot network, you know, I'm part of their network now, we were promoted on 2 other podcast shows in January. So My First Million and the Gold Digger podcast, which are really big podcasts. So we can't discount that those efforts drove some listeners our way. And then lastly, by the time January rolled around, we had been releasing 2 podcast episodes per week for a few months. And we definitely know that this has played a part in boosting our downloads. So let me talk about that really quickly. At the end of 2021, so I think it must have been maybe November, we started 2 episodes a week. And in November, I didn't see any growth. December, we had 100,000 more. And then January is when it exploded. So at first, I'm like, wait a second. I'm doing 2 episodes a week and I'm still not seeing more downloads. Like, I get a little hot-headed in my own head. Like, this is crap. Like, what the heck? I'm doing all this extra work because 2 episodes a week is a lot. Now, one of the smartest decisions I think I made was that my Tuesdays are Tuesday shorties. Funny enough, what we're seeing now, I'm in March and I've been doing 2 episodes for many months now. Tuesdays are more popular than Thursdays now, which is wild, but I'm not surprised really. I like shorter episodes when I listen to people's podcasts, especially if they're value packed. And so am I suggesting to you that you should go to 2 episodes or more a week? I'm not just yet, but I meaning like where you are, you got to kind of assess your bandwidth more than anything. Like, don't start it if you can't continue it. But I am suggesting to consider it as a future strategy to increase your audience listeners, your downloads, and hopefully your engagement. I know it's not all about downloads, but that's what this episode is about. But it is something to think about. And an easier way to do it is what I've done, where Tuesdays, I don't have a guest. They're usually 15 minutes. I go off the cuff and it's something that's on my heart, on my mind, something I'm grappling with that I don't have a solution yet, but I want to share my journey. Those are my most fun episodes. So I'm really glad I went to 2 episodes. And I was very nervous to do so because that's I do batches. So that's 12 episodes in a batch. I used to batch 6 at a time. Now we're coming up with 12 topics. So it's kind of a lot, but I'm glad I did it. All right, so let's move into our action items to wrap up the episode. I feel like this is a fun episode to share with you. I hope your mind is spinning with some new and exciting strategies for growing your podcast. Or heck, if you do a video show, you can apply some of these strategies as well. You can use some of these strategies for other things you're promoting, not just a podcast. Now, I want to remind you that even though I shared a lot of these strategies today, you do not need to put them all into action like your first go around. Take what you want, leave what you want to leave behind, test out a few things, take your time. Do not do these all at once. And what I will say is that most of these strategies were actually pretty simple for the impact that they had on our podcast downloads, but I also have a team to support me. I didn't do most of these strategies. Kylie did, and our marketing team helped. We had a copywriter for the emails. So it definitely was a team effort. So don't stretch yourself too thin. If you're a one woman, one man show, let's just do 1 or 2 of these, not all of them. And what I want you to do right now, and I repeat right now, is pull out your calendar for the rest of the year and maybe select a few dates that would be good for a promo that's similar to this. If you do this once a year, great. If you do it 2 or even 3 times a year, even better. We're doing it once a quarter at this point. So we actually just finished a different one that we did in March that was also a great success, but we just finished it. So I wanted to focus on the January one to share all the insights with you. But decide what makes sense for you. And most importantly, get it on your calendar, like right now. When are you going to do your promo week for your podcast or your blog or your video show? I think it could really make a difference. All right. So I'm so very glad you joined me here today. If you have an entrepreneurial friend who has a podcast, grab the link to this episode, send them a text message or an email or a DM on social media and say, I think you'd like this podcast episode to help you grow your podcast. Please share this with someone who you think would find valuable. This is an episode that I wish someone had given me years and years ago when I was starting my podcast. All right, my friends, thank you so much for being here. I'll see you next week. Same time, same place. Bye for now.